the sound of one of the most effective burglar deterrents ever. We'll get back to our four-legged intruder detector in a few moments, but first, we start with this story as remembered by Roseanne Schmitz. Her place was not burglarized, but a neighbor's home was.
We're really having to amp up our game in order to, you know, be secure in our homes. I mean, I had a neighbor here, they went across the street to a party, and unbeknownst to them, and their back door was left open, two men entered their house, went upstairs looking for something, came to a bedroom, and their daughter was in bed. Now, fortunately, they didn't want to have an encounter with a person, so they left but grabbed a laptop on the way out. Nobody wants their child to be vulnerable.
Sadly, the days of leaving your doors unlocked in Juneau are probably long gone. That's probably the biggest and most valuable tip. Make sure all of your doors and windows are locked before you leave the house. Burglars usually try to enter homes during the day, after everyone leaves for work or school. They usually enter businesses at night. Amy Dressel, whose home was burglarized in February, says she and her mother learned that they really didn't have a good list of valuable items and where they were located.
That was a good learning thing to figure out, you know, what exactly you have where, as well as other things that it's good to do is take pictures of things that you think is valuable so that you can have that for later on for showing police as well as the insurance.
Dressel says it's also a good idea to have your valuables appraised so you know how much they're worth.
Then also check with your insurance and see if it's on your insurance rider. There's often things you have to have in addition to insurance if it's extra valuable besides just the house valuable type of thing. So if there's things like jewelry or coins or stuff like that too, you need to have listed separately.
Detective Benjamin Beck of the Juneau Police Department recommends storing all of that information on a thumb drive hidden from a burglar or in another place that's completely inaccessible to them.
It's very easy to document your belongings in this day and age. If you have a cell phone, you can easily take pictures of your guns, take pictures of the serial numbers, take pictures of your unique jewelry items. They can be stored on the cloud or on Google Drive or, you know, uploaded to an external hard drive. If you have a camera, you could do that, put it on a SIM card, put your SIM card someplace safe where you're not going to lose that SIM card, so not in your safe that somebody's going to steal.
And if possible, find a way to uniquely mark your valuables. Juneau Police Lieutenant Scott Erickson says it can help speed their return if they're ever recovered. It can also help officers and prosecutors make their case against a burglar.
We have to be able to charge a case to get it to go to court. And to get it to go to court in a criminal setting, it's beyond a reasonable doubt. So just saying, well, this set of headphones that you're wearing on your neck right now were stolen, they're marked with KTOO. I might be able to trace those back and say, okay, they stole them.
When it comes to making sure your place is less inviting to burglars, common sense advice includes leaving some lights or a radio on if you leave the house. Stop your mail or a newspaper delivery if you head out of town and you don't have a house sitter. And never announce on Facebook or other social media that you're on your way to Europe for that long-planned vacation. As for deterring burglars, Beck says properly installed alarms, cameras, and motion-activated lights all work. Even Buddy, Lady, or in this case, Ruby, can be an eager and willing ally in protecting your space.
A dog, I think, is a great burglary deterrent, probably the best, you know. If I put myself in the mindset of a burglar and I go and knock on a door, see if anybody's home, you know, checking to see if it's a safer house for me to burglarize, let's say, and a dog starts barking inside, I'm going to move on.
Beck also emphasizes that it's important to talk to your neighbors about keeping an eye out for each other's property. Become active in your neighborhood association and sign up for email lists or Facebook pages about things happening in your neighborhood. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.